Okay, so hi everyone. I'm here with the yearly, let's say, Unicraft weather report. It's mostly a community update of what we've been up to in the past year, and then I'm going to let Simone give up the technical side. As an intro, there's a lot of swag here, so if you want some Unicraft items, please get them from over there. So if you don't know what is Unicraft, Unicraft is a unikernel. The focus is on specialization. We call it extreme specialization, being able to customize it for your own needs. It has a build system, configuration system that makes it suitable for your item. Now, given this is the weather report, I'm going to make a political statement, and I'm going to say the state of the community is strong. Right, so we're doing it very well. It's going really good. And just to give you some items, this is what's been happening during the past year. So you can see this is where we were last year, and now we're over here. It was 1,200 about 1 week ago. I think we reached that limit. Some more metrics are there. So I don't have the exact numbers from last year, but I'm not going to keep a good track of each FOSDEM entry. But this is mostly it. So this is where we were approximately last year in terms of GitHub stars, Discord users. We had 5 releases. We do a release roughly every 2 months. Now, because of constant pressure from Mihalis and the others, Mihalis is here, so I have to get on him. We're going to expand it to 3 months. It's kind of a lot of release pressure. We are having a lot of hackathons. There were 3 live hackathons, and you can also see the number of commits that are going over there. As hackathons, these are events where we evangelize Unicraft, unikernels, and get people more in tune with OS topics and open source. These have been happening during the past years. We had 3 at Lyon, Aachen, and Munich. And there are also a nearly online hackathon. We call it Unicraft Summer of Code. This is for everyone in the world. It takes about 2 weeks. It's 4 hours per day where we use Discord and a lot of hacking challenges to get people to know more about unikernels and Unicraft. These are some pictures. So I think I see some people over here. Martin is here. Yeah, so Martin and Stefan. This is Stefan. This is Martin. This is Stefan, the white hair. Manuel. Manuel is here. You can see the tall, thin guy. He's over here as well. I think you're this one. This is Victor, right? Sure. Okay. Yeah, this is on our university. This is I'm not sure if Jakob is here for Sartura. These were the Sartura guys that we met in Munich. So these are all parts of items happening in the hackathon. And if we are here, we need to do the proper praising. So, with many thanks to Mihalis. Anastasios is over here as well. Thank you, Babis. I'm not sure if George was here. I'm not sure. So thank you so much for doing this. They're taking us to a tour in the classical era with the hackathon in Athens in late March. So if you want to enjoy lovely weather, good food, and of course unikernel hacking, please join us. All the information is available if you join unicraft.org website. You find the information, the form to enroll, and all the items like that. So join us there for 2 days of hacking. Also, during this time, you see those people here. So actually, when Mihalis is here, managed to climb it. What do you mean? There's over here. This was a bunch of us. The others were the lazy people that stayed at the hotel. This was our first Unicraft meetup. It happened in Romania in October last year. We're going to, of course, make it happen again. And because Alex and Mihalis are here, and the jury still is debating who's going to win it, but we have the Papanashi. They laughed so much. It's still up to debate who loves them more. It's a continuous battle there, so we're going to see. Maybe next year we make a decision on that. And as a final point, as we always discuss, very serious about it, what happens in Sinaia stays in Sinaia. Right? So no pictures, nothing. We know what happened, but no one is going to see those pictures. Getting a bit more on the unserious side, what we've been doing to get this happening is out of student engagement. So we are, as I'm also part of the university and also collaborating with a lot of people from universities, you saw Lyon, Aachen, Munich, Athens. We talked to a lot of people in universities. There are going to be hackathons in Portugal, We are trying to do something in Amsterdam. I talked to Manuel about that. There's something in Canada, so we talk a lot to the universities, and we do a lot of student engagement via projects. We do mentorship. We take kind of one-on-one discussions with someone. We get into the project, and that's also part of Google Summer of Code, but not only that, and that gets more people in the community. Also the hackathons. I mean, Martin is basically involved also in the UniCraft community, apart from Rusty Hermit, because of the hackathon we were there, and we do challenges that just to get people involved. We are a fairly welcoming community. We have a lot of beginner items, so if you just want to do something, you want to do a project, we have plenty of items, and we have a lot of mentorship bandwidth that help you get into the OS world. What we also been doing, this is part of maturing the project and the community, we started kind of creating some sort of hierarchy. So we started creating roles. So we have different roles for different topics. There's also what we call some sort of community leadership item with people working as a PR manager, release manager, documentation manager, governance, CI/CD, so different people doing different things just to make sure everything is working properly. There's a lot of meetings. If you go to the calendar and if you see what's happening on Discord, a lot of things is a lot of things are happening. We discuss on different topics, be it Rust, security, app compatibility, CraftKit. Every topic has their own periodic meeting, usually a weekly meeting. There are some other higher level meetings. We keep a meeting summary of them. You can find the meeting summaries on Discord. Everything is kind of open and aiming to get people aware and evolved and make things transparent. During the past year, this was with help with from Alex and Stefan Jumara. We've been improving the documentation greatly. There are still some bits to do, but it's very good now. You get a lot of information on how you can use UniCraft. What's happened technically? So these are the major features that you may have heard from other speakers. These have been happening during the past year. So SMP support, virtual memory support, internal metric system done by Cesar. There's a bit that requires Simon's attention. Muscle support has been integrated in the previous release. Binary compatibility, which Simon is going to talk about, is finally in as of today. to the release, so this is we've been doing on that, but now it's going to be official. The Apple Flutter application is out there. With the help from Mihalis, we have a lot of ARM security features, and there's also an OSS roadmap, a hackmd.io, and the GitHub issue item with the OSS roadmap giving all the items. Actually, this should be FOSDEM 22, right? So sorry. This is the slide for next year, but with some other items. And we are almost there. So my estimate is that the next release happening in late April is going to feature all of this. So the tooling upgrade with CraftKit, this is what Alex and Cesare have been working on. Rust support with great help from Martin, who's been leading this. Integration of SMP support and synchronization, making sure it's going to be really used inside UniCraft. Integration testing, there is a bit of work to be done there. We need to do a lot of testing. We need to automate it. It's going to be part of the CI/CD system. There is a lot of security features we plan to do. These were mostly led by Mihalis on the ARM side. I saw the discussion on Nova on Intel CET and ShadowStack. We have work done over there. So the estimate is that around March, we're going to integrate that. And then, yeah, the ASLR and data execution prevention now with paging support should be also available. RISC-V support is basically implemented, but with a lead from Mihalis, we are doing a plat re-architecting discussion, and after that is complete, then RISC-V support together with support for other VMMs and hypervisors, VMware, Hyper-V, Firecracker is going to be upstreamed. What I've seen, and this is kind of more on the community management side, items that we are facing as challenging in community and we are kind of adapting to them is making the product easy to use. There's a bit of struggle on that. Once we fully transition to a mature CraftKit, our companion tool, that should make things a lot easier. Basically just kind of push a button to make things happen. Now that we have muscle support and now we binary compatibility support, my expectation is that new applications are going to be easy to be ported and then to be improved. We have it's important to also attract experienced contributors, so we are very welcoming to newcomers. We do, however, of course, rely on experienced developers, contributors to drive the major items going. So that's been mostly happening in the core team with Simon, Mark, Marco, and Mihalis. We want to get more people to work on that. Also, we are working on improving code quality. There is a discussion we are having, and I'm hoping that in the next month or so, we're going to finish up the coding guidelines, making sure we follow a consistent coding style throughout the source code, and giving those good practices in the community. As a kind of call for contributions, come to the monkey side. We have a lot of items for everyone. So of course it's the core OS part. If you're fond of C, low level assembly language, virtualization, there's work to be done there. If you want to work on tooling, Alex is driving that. So Go, containers, Kubernetes, CI/CD, you can join that. Language support, such as I said with Martin, with Ross support, all the others. So there's work being done. We want to expand the ecosystem of applications and languages. So any language you want, that's what's going to be done there. There was actually a discussion with someone who was working on some JSON toolkit, if I recall. So that's going to be it. So there's any sort of preference on library, programming language, or application you want is going to be there. And then, of course, kind of performance, benchmarking, doing measurements. There's plenty of items to work on there. So we'll welcome you. Please join. You can see on Discord. You can look at the beginner tasks. You can join the hackathon and find out more. And finally, this is something I discussed briefly also last evening for those of you who still remember. It was a bit late after some beer consumption had occurred. So I would like to start a unikernel discussion group to share knowledge, to share the code base, to see what we are doing. I think that will improve a lot the unikernel ecosystem and improve each project. For example, we've been using tons of feature from OSV. There's quite a bit of code that was, Simon knows, borrowed from Stefan and from Pierre, at least on the biocompatibility side, and some others. So there's plenty of things that we can do if we are together. And that will also help promote more unikernels in the OSS community, in academia, and also create products from it. So I'm going to contact you guys to see how we can actually make this happen. I don't have a clear kind of goal. I'm more of a process type of person. Let's make things happen and then improve on it. But I think it's kind of a very good time now, given the cloud business ecosystem, the academic ecosystem, and unikernels OS, also the educational prospect that they provide to do this. That being said, thank you so much. As I said, the community is strong. You can find out more about Unicraft over there, and we'll wait for questions after Simon's presentations. Thank you.